Activity 1. Listen to this interview between a 14 magazine reporter and Dr. Min Vu about netiquette and tick true, false,
Dr. Min Vu, what exactly is netiquette?
The word is a combination of net and etiquette. It's a set of rules for behaving properly online.
Could you tell us the main rule of netiquette?
Remember that the people we're communicating with online are real people. Don't say and do unpleasant things online, just like in real life.
But sometimes, perhaps it's not what we communicate, but how we communicate.
Absolutely. For example, if you write emails or post comments using caps lock, this means you are shouting at people.
Of course, it's not polite at all. What else should we do when sending emails?
Check your message for spelling mistakes before you send it. It shows respect towards the other person. Don't use too much shorthand. This may confuse your reader.
How about behaviour in chat rooms and on message boards?
Follow discussion rules. Use polite language. People may not know who you are, but you're judged by the quality of your writing.
Listen again.
Dr. Min Vu, what exactly is netiquette?
The word is a combination of net and etiquette. It's a set of rules for behaving properly online.
Could you tell us the main rule of netiquette?
Remember that the people we're communicating with online are real people. Don't say and do unpleasant things online, just like in real life.
But sometimes, perhaps it's not what we communicate, but how we communicate.
Absolutely. For example, if you write emails or post comments using caps lock, this means you are shouting at people.
Of course, it's not polite at all. What else should we do when sending emails?
Check your message for spelling mistakes before you send it. It shows respect towards the other person. Don't use too much shorthand. This may confuse your reader.
How about behaviour in chat rooms and on message boards?
Follow discussion rules. Use polite language. People may not know who you are, but you're judged by the quality of your writing.
Activity 2. Listen to the conversation. Fill each blank with no more than 3 words from the recording.
Hey, Zung and Chow. Do you remember Dr. Nelson's talk on science and technology?
Yes. He said that science and technology would help us solve the world's problems in the future.
Right. I think world hunger is a problem now, and developing ways to get high yields in farming will help feed the growing population on Earth.
Good point. Also, we may be able to live on other planets, so overcrowding won't be a problem anymore.
And I like the idea of having lessons at home, with a robot and on the internet.
And no more paper books. We'll have e-books and tablets for everything.
That doesn't sound like a benefit to me. I'd still want to go to school. I'd like to communicate face-to-face with teachers and friends. In my opinion, science and technology will bring new problems to people.
Like what?
Well, robots will bring unemployment, and high yields in farming may destroy the environment, and sending people to Mars may cause pollution.
You're right. So many new problems.
Listen again.
Hey, Zung and Chow. Do you remember Dr. Nelson's talk on science and technology?
Yes. He said that science and technology would help us solve the world's problems in the future.
Right. I think world hunger is a problem now, and developing ways to get high yields in farming will help feed the growing population on Earth.
Good point. Also, we may be able to live on other planets, so overcrowding won't be a problem anymore.
And I like the idea of having lessons at home, with a robot and on the internet.
And no more paper books. We'll have e-books and tablets for everything.
That doesn't sound like a benefit to me. I'd still want to go to school. I'd like to communicate face-to-face with teachers and friends. In my opinion, science and technology will bring new problems to people.
Like what?
Well, robots will bring unemployment, and high yields in farming may destroy the environment, and sending people to Mars may cause pollution.
You're right. So many new problems.